Blog Talk Radio.
It contains sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, this is not a lie.
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all of the things that are happening that may be. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that.
Welcome to Sexy Secrets Radio, where tonight we're going to laugh and learn as we talk about sex, romance, and relationships. Our educationally entertaining show will help you spice up your love life while you keep a smile on your face. And we will be keeping our clothes on. I'm your host, Kathy Pepper. And tonight I have with me Miss Brittany Pepper.
Yay.
And our producer, Miss Ginger Pepper.
Hey, guys. See, y'all were expecting me to say word. I done thrown y'all for a loop because that's your word these days.
I am missing something, Miss Ginger Pepper.
Oh. We're missing a lot of things.
Oh, actually, I got it. Hang on.
That's it.
Making the tonight's opening, tonight's topic is sex and games in bed.
Quit playing games with my
with
sex.
With my heart. Making love, foreplay, Kama Sutra. Sometimes sex can be really, really serious. And that's why this week we're going to talk about fun and games in the bedroom. There's different activities for you to do with your partner, and you can't help but laugh at some of the things. What? You're already laughing.
She's all up in my face.
Wait a minute.
She wants me to punch her.
She's staring at me.
We're sharing.
Oh.
I thought wasn't that the plan?
Well, there's one over there for you.
This isn't all of the info.
I'm sorry. I thought that Brittany Pepper was mean mugging me. And when
if
you
I was mean mugging you, you would know it.
Wait, what? I'm not Gen Y, so what is mean mugging?
Like, I'm mean mugging you right now.
Dirty look.
That stupid.
Mean mugging.
Mean mugging.
Mean mugging.
Okay,
yeah. I got it.
Mean mugging means you have beef.
So there's.
Just like, what's beef?
No, well, and see, I would show my age and go, where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
And you would not even know what commercial I'm talking about.
I do.
You do, because your mama probably taught you better.
It was only on like 10 years ago.
No, dear heart. Where's the beef?
15?
25 to 30.
I know where the beef is.
It's at Wendy's.
I was going to say, me and Brittany got the beef.
Oh, well, there's that, too.
Hey, don't bring beef in the bedroom. That's not what we're saying.
No, that is not our topic that we're talking about. Although later on in the show, Brittany Pepper is going to talk about aphrodisiacs and food in the bedroom. She may not know that, but...
I did not know that. Okay.
You didn't read your email.
I did read my email, but Ginger Pepper told me otherwise.
Oh, okay. Well, I got it covered.
Okay.
I got it.
Like, okay. I read the email.
Good.
You know.
Good. So there's a lot of things that happen in the bedroom that you can laugh at and you should laugh at. I mean, because, you know, just kind of things, you know, happen. And we're going to talk about some fun activities that you can do in the bedroom, like body finger paint. Making molds of your
the clone wheelie.
The clone. We've got the clone of a JJ and clone a Willie.
I just haven't found the perfect penis.
We're always on the elusive search. Yes.
We're always looking for the perfect penis.
The perfect penis, Willie molded.
The other thing we were going to talk about is like food, like we said, food in the bedroom, although we don't necessarily recommend food in the bedroom. You know, there's
not
always
food.
There's always that strawberries and chocolate, and we're going to talk about whether or not chocolate is actually an aphrodisiac. I'm going to kind of give you some 411 on that.
I'm forgetting about my favorite food group.
chocolate.
Edible panties.
Oh.
Favorite food group.
Edible underwear.
When did edible undies fall into a food group?
When candy was a food group. That's when.
Okay.
Hey, I'm really close friends with candy, all right?
Yeah. Candy with a K.
Oh, see what I did
there. But, you know, we actually don't recommend that you bring food into the bedroom. We have a lot of edible stuff at Pepper's parties, including flavored lubricants, that crazy girl cotton candy oil sex gel. Oh my Jesus, that is delicious stuff. You know, and gosh, we've got a lot of different games that we're going to talk about.
We're going to play some.
Oh, we are?
Just a little bit.
Part of it? That's what's in front of me, huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh, gotcha. Cool. I love this little eight ball looking thing. That's funny. We had a little fun. Kept landing on anal play when we had Ginger.
Wow.
Every question we'd answer, he went, have anal play? What?
Like, I'm asking it, so, will I be getting laid tonight? Anal? I'm like, damn. And Kathy asked her, she was like, will I be going to bed early tonight?
Anal play? What? Does that mean no? It means I'm going to the hospital or what?
I don't know.
I don't know what this means.
It wouldn't be so bad if we didn't all know how we all felt about that.
I don't know how y'all feel about it.
We didn't have that conversation with you?
No.
It's a no-go for all of us.
Well,
we had a conversation.
Wait, no, I mean, this is just
we
a had
conversation. Not the whole...
What
it was
it?
It was me and Valerie.
Yeah, Valerie.
Me and Valerie.
Or a no go.
Yeah, we're no go.
Yeah.
Like
different strokes for different folks.
Well, it's not.
Or as Tenga Egg would say, different yolks for different strokes.
Yeah, you'll hear.
Easy on a cap. So tonight, all of the products we are going to talk about a lot of game products tonight, and
yeah.
all of the products that we're going to discuss tonight, you can find at peppersparties.com. You can find them at either of our stores. The Ellisville store is by appointment. To make an appointment in Ellisville, and that's your private shopping. So that's really for couples or women or even men who don't want the whole world to know what they're shopping for. Call 601-477-2005. That is for your private shopping in Ellisville. For Hattiesburg, it's walk-in. We are right next to La Fiesta Brava in front of the Grand Theater. 124 Grand Drive, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 264-2005 with the 601 area code. So that's where we are and how you can find us. A few other how you can find us things on our Facebook if you wanted to find us. We're all Peppers Girls. There's Ginger, there's Brittany, there's Kathy. I spell my name a little weird. It's K-A-T-H-I. Brittany is B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y, Pepper, and Ginger Pepper. Well, I don't know how many ways you can spell Ginger, but I only know one.
I've gotten them a lot.
Really?
J's and E's, like J-E-N-G-I-R.
It's nothing crazy.
Like,
it's Ginger,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
You would find the spice or
yeah.
The root, I guess it is. So before we get too deep into our conversations about, you know, serious stuff,
serious stuff about having fun.
Serious stuff about having sex. We like to kind of hit the topics of, you know, what's going on, what's trending, and apparently, you know, Miley Cyrus.
She's just being
back.
Miley, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
She's being Miley. I had a lot of negative posts on my Facebook, and again, I'm kind of like with the VMAs where everybody was losing their mind, and I'm like, I work for a sex shop. That's really not that offensive. But it's her new video for Wrecking Ball, which, besides the video, it's actually, I mean, it's a really good song, I think.
Like, I
would
have
liked
neat.
The song before
kind of
I watched
like,
the video.
I want her mascara.
Yeah. She was actually saying earlier that she hated her eyes in it.
Her eyelash on one of her eyes was, like, stuck in crossways. I was like, who done her eyes?
Well, I thought it was decent. I was thinking that I wish my eyelashes looked better.
Yeah, they were long.
They were very long.
They were very long.
She has a very good mascara,
mm-hmm.
So I was kind of wondering that. Then there's the naked Miley.
Mm-hmm. That's what everybody was losing their mind over. Miley Dunn jumped up on a wrecking ball and was gyrating all over it naked and stuff.
Well, I didn't see her gyrating. She was just riding it.
She was gyrating. She was doing some. She was treating that wrecking ball like it was Robin Thicke.
She had a bullet in between her in that chain, apparently.
I mean, I don't
know. To each her own.
Everybody was losing their mind over it. I really didn't think. I mean, it wasn't appropriate for the song.
No, not at all. That's what I was fixing to say. Why was she naked?
So that we would talk about her right now.
Well, and it's exactly why she did what she would do, what she did on the VMA Awards. It got people to tweet, text. I mean, I'm sure if you did Yahoo Trending, she's in the top 10, I'm sure. And this is the shock factor.
She was making out with a sledgehammer.
I'm not sure why she felt the need to lick it, other than it's just the, I mean, men like mouths and tongues.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are ever around a group of men and you don't want attention, don't eat a banana in front of them.
Yeah.
If you're going to eat a banana, you need to cut it up.
Well, yeah. Obligatory, bring it up. It all comes back to Misty Shades. What was Christian's main turn-on for Anna?
Biting that lip.
He goes, if you bite that lip, I'm going to bend you over.
I was sitting there biting my lip as we were just talking about it.
I think we do that, and we don't even know it. But that's a really good point out that's why she was making out with it. Because no guy's going to be like, I could use that sledgehammer to break 14 things. You're like, oh, my God, red lips and tongue. Yeah, she's licking a sledgehammer, but I don't know.
I didn't understand the licking of the sledgehammer other than it's an attention thing.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Because it wasn't sexy to me. I thought, where all has that sledgehammer been? Mm-hmm. I, this is what I think about, you know. Okay.
Logically.
I know, you always fuss at me about being logical. Oh, my God, that was so logical.
Well, that's why I'm like, you and your logic.
I know,
making
right?
Making sense and shit.
I know.
Like, but, so that's Miley, our Miley update for this week. I guess we'll be bringing her up a lot more.
I really don't want to bring her up a lot more. I really don't want to talk about her that much. I mean, she's a good marketing, you know, thing.
That's what she is.
It is. She is. And that's what she's doing. She probably didn't care about all the stuff she's doing. She's marketing.
Gosh, I just saw something.
What?
We should lick sledgehammers.
Yeah, let's put them in the store, and for a dollar, we'll lick the sledgehammer.
All right, next caller comes in.
Only if I put toy cleaner on it. Yeah.
Toy cleaner? I'd get alcohol, but so.
But I mean, seriously, I mean, you think about where that thing has been.
Anyway.
On the dirt.
I mean, you saw she did that record ball. There's no telling what she did.
True.
That's
true that.
I've never seen some shit. But, you know.
True that.
What's going on? Like, the first thing you talked about a second ago, the body mold. Mold a pussy. I love saying it.
Clone a willy.
Clone a willy.
Clone it. It's not mold it.
Clone
a willy. And clone a pussy.
Yeah.
It's mold a pussy on the thing.
Clone.
Clone.
It's clone.
Yeah.
Because we need to clone your vajayjay.
Okay. Mini-me.
There you go. My little mini-me.
Don't ever call. That's not
yeah. Yeah.
But no, I want to see how that works because there's not going to be any sex time with that.
You don't think so? I think that would be the coolest date. I mean, not like date, but like if you, it goes with our whole theme of fun in bed, fun and games in bed. It's doing something different, way outside of the box. And that's what it is. You will laugh at it, I am sure, because it'll be like, oh, now wait, you got to make sure that it's pretty. And I mean, you've seen Fleshlight? Okay, we checked in Fleshlight today.
Yes.
Did you notice the boxes?
I mean, I looked at them.
Okay. Did you notice?
The ones on the side?
Yeah, on the side,
yeah.
Fleshlight. They have what it feels like on the inside because they all have different ribs and designs and stuff like that. So they're all different on the inside. But the outside is what is really, I mean, granted, the Fleshlights don't have any ribs or dots or lines, things like that, like it is on the, but the outside part is what they actually molded to look like their vagina. Now, surprisingly, and I've seen a lot of the Fleshlight girls, and I'm not going to call names. The one name that I will call is Nina Hartley.
Hers looks great.
Nina's looks like, it's because I really looked at hers and I went, because I was thinking that it might kind of look like an old vagina, because Nina is older than I am.
What? Is she like, how old is she?
Nina is at least 10 years older than me, and maybe 15.
Damn.
I'm thinking more on the 15.
And she's still got a...
She's cute as a bug in a rug, too. I've seen her in person, and she is priceless.
Her downstairs is cute as a bug. That's why
I don't know. I've not seen the downstairs in real life. I've seen it on TV, but...
Who has it?
I know,
right? On the box of flashlights.
I know. I've seen it on the box of flashlights. Now, you would expect that, as old as she is, that her vajayjay wouldn't be as pretty as some of these 20-year-olds' vajayjays. I'm going to tell you, hers is prettier than all of them.
Mm-hmm.
It is pristine looking.
I've actually, it's funny that you said that, because I saw an article last week that said it doesn't matter how much sex you have. It doesn't, like, that's a myth. You know, if a girl's got a loose downstairs, it's not because she's done the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Nina's proof of that. I mean, because she can't take time off, that much time off work to do the tightening surgery.
Don't think she can. She's got a reputation to uphold. That'd be part
do
of her.
Do you think she did?
I don't know. I have no clue. And that is, but,
I'm sure she
but,
does her Kegels. Yeah,
I know
sure.
She does her Kegels. She's got to. I mean, there's with everything
well,
on the market.
I also say, read an article saying that, you know, just because you're not as tight as you were when you were 16 doesn't mean that you've slept with the whole world, like you said.
You're
that
right.
Having babies is the only thing that really, truly stretches you out.
And it said even the article that I read, it was saying that even that isn't.
Not that
no,
bad.
You'll bounce back.
You've seen
yeah.
a rubber band. The
yeah.
vagina is a rubber band, and a vagina have really good similarities. You
yeah.
can stretch
you
and stretch back. That rubber band to eternity, mm-hmm. but generally after kids, it snaps
yeah.
pretty much.
It snaps back
pretty much where you are. So,
yeah.
so cloning
and when they give you that, what do they call it? That the courtesy stitch.
Right.
Yeah.
That extra one.
That extra stitch.
The courtesy
yeah.
stitch.
Well, yeah.
I know what y'all talking about.
And I've not had babies, but I
yeah.
do know about the courtesy stitch. That's
yeah.
when
stitch
the doctor gives one more stitch to make you just fight again. If you gave a vaginal
yeah.
delivery.
I delivered Peyton vaginally, and when they stitched me up and all that stuff, I was crying. I was like, it ain't ever going to be the same. It's going to be terrible.
And so the doc went,
my
okay.
Doctor said, my doctor said, honey, I promise you it'll be better than it was before you had kids. And I was like, thank you. In the middle of my tear shedding, I was like, thank you.
Hormones.
Among vaginas.
Yes.
Hormones and all
yeah.
their funny stuff.
Yeah. I was like, it's going to be ruined.
Oh, my God. My vagina will never be
yeah.
the same.
Never.
All right, so well, on that note, courtesies. You know, another thing that I think is hilarious in the bedroom, I mean, there's porn. We were talking about that earlier. Some people, they have a problem introducing porn to their couples and or to their partner and watching it. But one funny thing, like if you really want to take it to a really goofy-ass way to get into it, porn parodies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have some really cool porn parodies.
We have a Star Trek. What is it like? I don't even, oh, I wish I would have written down what's on the box. Because the porn parodies have some hilarious
yeah.
things, like Going Where No Man Has Gone
actually,
Before.
One of the, I actually know one of the porn stars in that video. His name is James. His name is James, not my James. James Barthol. He's pretty funny in some of those videos. And when I was at a trade show a year ago, this coming up
mm-hmm.
trade show, and we got to know each other at the show, you know, just kind of, it's a small venue, relatively speaking. And he was a speaker. And every time we'd come, you know, I'd see him just kind of walking around. He'd just want to walk up to me and kiss me. And I don't kiss a lot of people on the mouth. That list is probably under 10 of the people I will kiss on the mouth. I mean, and family is included in that under 10. And every time I see him, he wanted to kiss me, like smack dab on the mouth. I'm just like, you're a porn star.
Like, do you know how many?
Like, how many
vaginas
I've been on?
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
really want to kiss your lips.
She's talking about the sledgehammer. I'm back to sledgehammer again. I'm back there. I'm sorry.
Like, I think I would make out with a sledgehammer before him.
Would you make out with a porn star?
I don't know. That's a lot of.
He better double glove, baby.
Yeah.
Double glove.
Yeah.
Double glove.
But double condom.
Yeah. On his lips?
No.
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 Wait a minute.
dumbass.
Yeah, sorry. I do that whole logical thing, too. It's like, now how many dicks has been in that mouth?
You know? Well, every time he wanted to kiss me, it was kind of what I would, you know, kept thinking about. Like,
yeah.
I think, you kiss my cheek. I will kiss anybody's cheek. I'll kiss it right back. But I don't want to scare saliva with you, dude.
We should play a game with that. Like when we see celebrities be like, how many dicks has been in that mouth?
I mean, there's no way that anybody will ever win and actually know the number, but you know, like,
how many licks to the end of the lollipop?
Like, Britney Spears. She done had 25 or 35 dicks in her mouth.
She's done had, what, 5 husbands?
You know,
that's
more
than
enough.
One. More than one.
Yeah. So tonight, I'm going to kind of bring us back around to where we were. We kind of got off topic about kissing people on the lips. Let's talk about games in bed. I guess there's two real purposes for playing games in bed. The serious side, because I'm the psychologist of the group. The serious side of games in the bed, there's two real reasons. Communication. Because a lot of the game, and there are a lot of games out there. We've got a lot of different games. Should I mention them here, or do you want to do that later?
Oh, we'll talk about some of the games. I mean, we're going
to... I just kind of hit the highlights. Yeah. On Facebook, one of you asked, what is my favorite, or what is your favorite game?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Ginger Pepper that asked that?
I asked, like, what's the funnest and games you've done in the bedroom?
And four-play card game is my favorite. That's always been my answer. It's an under $20 game, but it's got some neat things about it, and I'll tell you about it more about it a little bit later. But four-play card game, monogamy, we have dice, and we have a lot of different kinds of dice. I mean, there's the regular ones, which is the body part and what to do to the body part. There's the position dice, a body part and what position to do it in. There's glow-in-the-dark dice, bondage dice, oral sex dice. Dirty Minds is a game that has been around for a long time, but it's not really an in-bed game. That's more of a,
it's a
group party game.
Yeah. Alcohol.
Okay.
Alcohol.
I got a good one for you. From the Dirty Minds game. What is a four-letter word for a woman, and it ends in UNT?
She comes with your uncle.
Oh my God. Totally.
You see what I did there?
Wow.
Yeah.
Totally gave it away.
Wow.
I saw a picture. What was it? Like,
it's your aunt. AUNT.
Yeah,
it's not, and that's how Dirty Minds is. It's a play on words, and that pun that we always think
so
that
wait,
it is.
Can we say the word if people don't get, well, they're like, okay, an ant, like, what?
AUNT instead of CUNT. So, anyway.
I was about to say it.
I know, it's your favorite word on the planet.
I know.
But
what word is it? Oh, we're just...
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. That's my favorite way to say it. Like really big. So you get, yeah. All right. So anyway,
yeah,
so Dirty Minds, I wanted to open up.
Dirty Minds can be a good one. We have this kinky sex heart that you shake up like the eight ball thing, and it tells you to have anal sex. Oh, we can make it land on. I don't know. Monogamy is a game created by Creative Concepts. They're out of the UK. And they, their American name for it is A Secret Affair with Your Lover, but they are changing it to monogamy because they're trying to do branding and stuff like that.
And props to Ms. Pepper and myself for not calling it monogamy or mahogany.
Mahogany, because we've been calling it that all day.
Last week. Like, I called it monogamy, mahogany last week, and Brittany Pepper's just like,
I look
why
are
like
talking
about
wood?
Stupid?
No, we have a flogger in there that's
it's
actually,
a mahogany.
It's actually in the computer as the mahogany flogger.
Made out of mahogany.
And she was like, oh, we're going to talk about fun and games in the bed, and we're going to talk about mahogany. And I'm like,
we're
the
spanking?
Flogger?
We're spanking?
And I just looked at her with that stupid, confused look. I was like, the flogger?
What?
And then it
what?
Looked my stupid, confused face. And we're just looking at each other like, I know what I'm talking about.
And I have
no clue what you're talking about. We got on the same
and
page.
And I finally looked at her. I was like, monogamy? She's like, yeah, that's it. I was like, man.
Not mahogany, monogamy.
Monogamy.
But I keep, I mean, but the way that it's written on the box, I always think monopoly.
Yeah.
It looks like Monopoly the way.
Sexopoly.
Yeah, Sexopoly.
Sexopoly.
Well, you kind of go around in a, it's a board game with five different sets of cards. Passion, foreplay, fantasy. Oh, it's passionate, not passion, but passionate, intimate. So, I mean, there's several different things, and we're going to do that. Later.
Yeah, we're
going to
do that
yeah.
for next time. But you said you looked up the why.
Oh, the why. So why do couples play? I guess that's kind of going to set the theme tonight. So why do couples play games in bed? So that's the biggie. And I think number one is to find out what your partner likes. Mm-hmm. It's a communication thing. A game is a really good excuse to explore, do, and that's going to kind of be the answer to a lot of my things on this, but it's kind of, you can use the game as an excuse. And, like, for example, to get your partner to do something new or risque, it's an excuse. Well, the game told me to do it. You can blame it on the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, for example, if you want to strip for your guy or do a strip tease for your guy, sometimes it's kind of awkward to just, like, you know, on your own, you know, go get in the, you know, go get dressed up and then set the lights and then turn on the TV music and then come out like a rock star, unless you've got some the smoke to go along with it.
She's my sister.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Absolutely. So if you've got that playing, I mean, you've got all that, you know, in your armor, then you're good to go. But otherwise, it's kind of like,
well, I want to do this for you, but
it's kind of awkward.
It's kind of weird.
That's the worst thing. I don't do lingerie. It's because of that awkward moment of making it from the bathroom to the bedroom.
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh, I feel like an idiot.
She asked about this earlier. I was wearing lingerie. She was like, so when did you have time to go to the bathroom? I was like, I didn't. Like, I wear stuff under my clothes, and I'm apparently one of the few women who do that. Like, I make sure that my lingerie, you can't see it through my clothes.
Mm-hmm.
But I love wearing lingerie underneath my clothes. Like, instead of just walking to the bathroom and coming back out and be like, duh.
Right, because that's that awkward moment.
Awkward.
That's that awkward moment. That, mm-hmm. Ta-da. Because you're afraid of what he's going to say or
speak. No, I just feel like an idiot. I don't care what he says.
I know, but you don't want him to laugh at you, right?
Well, that's what...
I don't.
I do not want him to ever laugh at me. No.
I've been married to this man for 17 years, but I don't want him to laugh at me.
Like, it's going to end bad for everybody
that you laugh at me.
I know, right?
Like, even the dog's going to be unhappy. But I did want to do, like, a little bitty side note.
Uh-huh.
Strip tease.
Yeah.
I want to give a suggestion. I'm going to be prepping for this.
Yeah.
Have you heard that song I played with Brittany earlier? Bruno Mars, Gorilla.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. This song is an updated version, raunchy, of Let's Get It On.
Oh, I haven't heard it.
So good. Oh, I'm going to have to play it for you later.
Kay.
This man, he's saying, you got your legs up in the air, got the devil in your eyes, bang on my chest, bang, bang, gorilla. I'm like, I want to get naked to this song. So, ladies, if y'all are thinking about striptease.
The striptease song.
Like, it is a really sexy song with a good slow beat to it,
mm-hmm.
that wouldn't be, you know, the cherry pie song. Yeah, like the whipped cream bikini.
They'd rather do cherry pie.
He said you don't want your man laughing at you.
Well, I'm just going to come out in a cherry whipped cream pie.
But I grew up in the 80s, so that's kind of like the... But anyway, all right, moving on. Moving on. So the other reason that you might play a game in the bedroom is to... You know, it's getting your partner to do something risque, but also giving yourself permission to do it. One of the things in the foreplay card game is do a sexy dance while you take off your socks. Oh, you can. I mean, think about it. Okay, you get that card. All right, I got to take off my socks. I mean, how
many? One of those, like.
Okay. You can, I mean, this is
sitting
not
on the
a
side of the bed, kind of, you know.
This is,
I
mean, this is not TV. This is radio.
I'd be that asshole. I would be knocking myself out on the side of the dresser.
Because can't think that much about taking your socks off. I'm going to do it like this.
Oh, there was a card that we read earlier. It said a dare of take off the person's socks with your teeth.
No.
I was like, dang, nothing you can do to me.
No.
No. As Brittany Pepper would go, no.
No.
Jesse wears steel-toed boots every day.
Oh, God.
No way in hell am I taking his socks off with my teeth.
Actually, his socks should be pretty clean because...
They're leather. They stink to high heaven.
He's got leather socks. Socks or shoes?
Shoes.
Okay.
Your feet sweat so bad. Like, my feet smell to...
That's a bad place.
They're
life.
Disgusting when I take my cowboy boots off, much less
to work for you. You're right.
No toe-sucking after cowboy boots or something.
I'm sorry. I know it's like different strokes, but damn.
For different yokes.
There's something about the feet things that I'm just like, it took me until I was like 22 years old before I'd let people touch my feet. It's just like, I don't touch your feet. I walk on those.
I walk on those.
You have no idea what these
feet. You don't know where these feet have been.
We come up something dog crash.
So should I tell you guys how to, if you're going to do toe sucking in the bedroom, should I give you a quick synopsis of what you have to do to make it clean?
Shower.
Well, yeah, it involves a shower. Duh.
A shower.
Okay. So...
Bucket of boiling water.
Yes. So what you do is you have a clean towel outside of the bath, and you soaking your feet. It's really hot. So if you're going to be doing this, and you need a clean pair of socks sitting right there. So if you're in the tub and you it requires soaking because some funkiness can get under your nails. She's cracking up. Never mind.
No.
No.
You put it on a clean towel and then you have socks.
Fine. Put your socks on and walk. Trying to be serious. But no, she's going to shoot me down. Okay, fine. Moving right along.
Just a habit of my people miss little feet.
Just crap.
Let's just talk about the frenulum some more.
Go ahead. Go ahead. So, and I guess that would kind of bring up to the next point about another thing to do, or another reason to play games in bed, is to be silly. Just be silly. Laugh at each other. Laugh at yourself. And that's what did you say when I was driving up here today? One of the sexiest things about yourself is the ability to laugh at yourself.
I mean, if, all right, say you're in the middle of a heated moment, things, you know, you bounce up and down, the little queef comes out. What you going to do? You going to... get all upset and start crying about, oh my God, my body made a noise, or are you going to say,
exactly.
Hilarious.
Exactly. Laugh at yourself. I mean, and like when you get a weird card, like, you know, you're playing a four-play card game or monogamy and you get a strange card, just go for it. Just do what it says and see what happens. You never know.
I mean, you maybe find something new for yourself. I mean,
which brings up, that's another point. Another point, another reason to play the game is to discover something, you know, discovery. You might do something and you go, oh, my gosh, I never realized that I like my toes. Or my fingers lick. Or
no, finger licking.
Oh, know, finger licking good.
I mean... whatever. I mean, it depends on the situation, but there's never a situation where toe sucking is acceptable. I'm sorry.
No, stop. Stop, Miss Producer. No, I'm saying that there are toe suckers out there who will disagree with you.
Yeah.
I'm not one of them. I'm not. But I will say that because I go to my mom's house and her dog likes to lick my toes and it absolutely grosses me out. I'm like, stop. It's all I can do to not just drop kick that dog across the room. because I am not, I don't want my toes.
And you love animals.
I do.
It's
intense, but I cannot stand that dog to lick on my toes. So I'm not one. If you've got a foot fetish, I'm not your girl. But I'm just saying there are people who will disagree with you and that toe sucking is appropriate in certain circumstances.
I was just saying, for me, like,
for you,
there's
you're not,
never
it's not going to happen.
Where you can look at me and say, baby, I love you. We've been together for a while. I just really make mine eyes so I can suck your toes.
Let me ask you something. All right. You're in the position where you're on your back and your feet are on his shoulders. Are you with me so far?
I'm there.
You're there? Okay.
Yes.
So what if during the hot, hot moment, I mean, things are just steamy, steamy, and his mouth is about 2 inches from your toes? And he...
I've had someone
like, you can kiss my feet, but please don't put my toes in your mouth.
Exactly. I've had a guy that actually, like, he put my foot, like, on his face and everything, that was kind of like, all right, you pushing it. But don't stick my toes in your mouth. I'm sorry.
Okay. So even at that moment when things are super heated,
sucking my toes is Robin Thicke.
There are.
God. Please, somebody contact Robin Thicke.
So pretty bad before this week I saw a movie. Never mind. I don't want to ruin it for some people. But there is something that happened to her that I was like, yes, she's all mine.
Happened to her? Who? What?
His wife is an actress. And something happened in the movie. And I was like, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But so, well.
I'm out of the pop world a little. Well, not out of it, but. Don't care as much as you.
I know.
And I don't have any clue who Robin Thicke's wife is.
She's freaking gorgeous.
Of course she is.
Of course she is,
because so is he. So, reasons, back to my thingamabob, reasons to have, to play games in bed. Communication.
Mm-hmm.
Finding out what your partner likes. A lot of the games that we have ask questions, and I think that's a really good part of the games, is to... You know, whether you're doing it, whether you're talking about it, it's finding out what your partner likes and sharing with him, too, what you like in a non-threatening, light manner that you can really just kind of talk about it and let it flow. And I'll just say that one of my heroes is Dr. Jennifer Berman. And she's a doctor and talked about sex in the bedroom.
No.
He just kind of looks at me like I've lost my mind. But anyway, so I was listening to one of the I listened to her on the way up here whenever I'm coming to do Sex and Secrets Radio every Wednesday. And she was talking to a lady who did not want to hear her communication thing. I mean, this woman kept talking, and Jen is like, please be quiet and listen to what I have to say. And this is why you and your husband are having problems, because you're not talking. You're not.
Shut your mouth, woman.
You're not communicating. Yeah, and sometimes that's what we have to do, is just stop, listen. Listen. I got a lesson in that not too terribly long ago. Stop and listen. Not in the bedroom, but in your daily life. Stop and listen. Just listen to people. So laughing, putting things back into, you know, the lighter side in the bedroom when you have a queefing moment. Yes, your bodily functions have different noises. And, but also to spice it up and to try to do something different. Sometimes that happens by accident, but sometimes we play a game in the bedroom in order to spice it up, in order to do something different.
We were joking about the sex ball thing, the anal stuff earlier. But seriously, that's a real big one for a lot of people. Because, I mean, there's not really an easy way to be like, I want to do your butt. Like, you can't really say that. Like, how do you say, you know, I would like to try anal? You know, it's a really, you're right, non-confrontational way to go about it. If the sex ball says it's time to do anal, and you're like, all right, and your partner's just like, no.
Well, I will say that when you do games, you might want to set some limits in the beginning. You may want to set some boundaries and say, okay, we can play this game, but here's some things I'm not okay with.
Yeah.
And especially if you're playing with a group of people. if you were in a group of four or six, you know, two or three couples, and you're going to play a game together with these couples, I think you in your relationship need to establish what are boundaries. What's okay that we do with other couples and what's not okay. I mean, it's kind of like with swinging, you know, what can we do and what can we not do. And I think if you're going to play board games with other couples, and I mean like Dirty Minds or actually the Full Play Card Game says that you can play it with two to six people.
Yeah.
It changes the ball game, obviously, when you bring in person number three and person number four, five, and six. So, you know, you would want to, you know, talk about that beforehand.
Like, yeah, she's my best friend, but I ain't going to make out with her.
Well, it's like, you know, it's
I love
okay.
You and all.
Well, it's like, it's okay if you grind on her leg, but don't stick your tongue down her throat.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
That's reasonable, right?
Yeah.
You can grind on your leg, we can laugh at that, but when body parts really start talking about touching body parts, maybe that's different. You know, and everybody's going to have their own boundaries and rules and what they've got to set.
Julia Roberts said she wouldn't kiss Richard Gere on the mouth. Yeah, Pretty Woman. She's like, you know, I'll bounce up and down on it, but I ain't going to kiss you on the lips.
And she finally did.
And I've actually heard of some swingers where that's a big point.
Of course it is.
It's like, okay, you can jump on it, but
don't you can you can kiss her vagina, but you cannot kiss her lips.
Well, the mouth. Right. So on that note, let's go ahead and hit our first break. And I cannot wait. We're going to come back. We're going to play a little bit of monogamy and talk about the different games that we have. So we'll be back in just a minute.
Want to play like Christian Grey? The cast of 50 Shades, Christian Grey, and Anna Steele have been chosen. Check out Pepper's Parties, too, for the official pleasure collection and let your fantasies run wild. Pepper's Parties next to La Fiesta Brava in front of the Grand Theater in Hattiesburg. Pepper'sParties.com.
All right, we are back. So tonight we're talking about games in bed. And we were talking about reasons that couples play games in bed. And there was one more thing that I wanted to bring up, and that is exploring fantasies and role play. It's kind of like we were talking before we took a break. Part of role playing and fantasy, we don't always want people to laugh at us. So there's, you know, playing that role play, you can blame it on the game, you know?
Yeah.
And that's a good way to, you know, just kind of get things going and not be fearful of what your partner's going to think about you because, oh, we're just acting out. We're just role playing. We're just doing what the game said to do.
Like, it wasn't me saying that I was going to play the teacher and that I wanted you to, or well, playing the student, and I wanted you to punish me properly for my indiscretions for wearing such a short skirt. It was the game.
It was the game. The game made me do it.
You know? So you're hearing back over here.
Okay.
It's the wizard behind the curtain.
Oh, gotcha. I'm hearing that. It distracts me terribly.
Something about hearing yourself. So one of the best games I think we've been talking about a lot already is monogamy. And we actually have a few cards from the game. Now, Brittany, me and Kathy have been reading some of that. Okay. Reading some of these. And we're in the store, and I was crying. I was laughing.
We laughed our butts off today.
All for the past 2 days. So which one? There's one of y'all two is probably the best way to describe how to play.
Well, it's a board game, and so you go around the board like 3 different times. There's 5 different sets of cards, and when you land on, it's a little like Monopoly. When you land on a card, you have to pull which set. You have to do something from this set of 5 different cards. So, you know, passionate, foreplay.
Fantasy, intimate, steamy, and passionate.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like my redneck intimate?
Intimate.
We gonna be intimate with each other tonight, baby.
I don't know if that means enema or.
Oh God! The card said
sorry.
To do it.
Said to do it, so we gotta do it.
So which one do you have first?
My first one is passionate.
And on passionate, is that
a his
and a her?
And a hers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we went through and picked out the different ones for his or hers. Let's see, with that one, his. I thought it was real interesting.
His. The navel shot?
Ew, it gives totally new meaning to fuzzy navel.
Yeah, it really does. But you can ask any of my family, you touched my belly button and I will kill you. So her might be a much better choice for me.
Now I want to hear the his now. Your reaction.
With his is the navel shot. It's just pour a drop of your favorite liquor into her navel and scoop it out with your tongue.
See, that's just gross to me. Sorry.
It is. I can't stand my belly button even being looked at, much less a tongue in.
Well, I don't. Ew.
Ew.
No.
So you are going to really not like. I had a dude who wanted a bone my belly button.
What?
Yeah. What'd you say? I had a dude who wanted to bone my belly button.
I thought that in high school.
I thought you said, didn't that?
Yeah, no.
Wow.
It was awkward.
All right, now, how did he approach this? Please.
I'm not ready to have sex.
No.
You have a really deep belly button.
No way.
And I do have a, like, really, like, we'll show
I must see this belly button later.
Say, it's like, you know.
Like a quarter, like a half inch, huh?
Yeah, I mean, but it's no, you know.
He was.
Wow. I'm like speechless here. I'm like.
Wow.
Have you heard that one before?
No.
No, not really. No.
Yeah, I have a lot of life experiences.
Well, that's, there's one of them.
Yeah, it didn't last much longer.
Somebody wanted to bone your belly button.
Yeah. I got. What can I say? I got it going on all the way down to my belly button.
But, I mean, you could have titty sex and not be having intercourse. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
that seems like that would be more fun, would be titty sex.
Yeah, and I had some really...
And I don't mean, like, within with your cat, because... Brittany,
my cat's name is Titty.
Her cat's name is Titty.
I was like,
my
wait a minute, this took a
titty.
Real dark turn.
It was a weird conversation.
My little boy couldn't say kitty, when he was younger, and he named our cat Titty, as in the boob.
Actually, yes, a cat named Boob. I think you should rename it.
What am I going to name her? Boob.
Boob.
It's funny that you say it because my grandmother had a cat named Peanut, and guess what I said?
Penis.
Come here, Penis. It's like pennies. You need to get pennies. Pennies for the
pennies.
Star.
I just want to love on you, Penis.
And
24 years later, I'm still saying it.
And it happened again.
Just want to cuddle with you.
I just want to love.
Why do you just say some love? So yeah, there's the naval shot. Let's see, which this one is. That one you just read was passionate.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I'm passionate about that. Let's see here. Here it is again. What is up? I mean, we love you guys. We have like 5 DVDs about it. Hers for intimate. Your partner is in a particularly wonderful treat. I know it's supposed to be particularly, but they're saying here.
Particularly.
I love puns, and that's probably bad. And they're like, take his socks off of your teeth and then give him a 3-minute foot massage. So let's go on to the next one. This one was hilarious.
A foot massage can be very sensual and romantic. And
I'm okay with you rubbing my feet.
Rubbing and sucking
rubbing
are totally
different. Sucking my feet are totally different. I am okay with you rubbing
my feet. I'm there. I am with you.
Like, I will put them up there for you, but you suck my toes and you're probably going to get a broke nose because I'm going to kick you in the face.
There's a movie where that happens.
Yeah.
A 40-year-old version.
Yeah.
I missed that. I haven't seen that.
Oh, my God. That movie's like 10 years old. You haven't seen 40-year-old version?
No, I haven't. I know what movie you're referring to, but
it's
haven't.
Awesome. You've got Netflix, don't you?
Yeah.
You watch
Find
it. This is your homework.
That's your homework.
Homework.
Find it.
Great. You're going to release me in an hour.
Work your homework.
And the kids are giving me homework. Okie dokie.
Yeah.
I love this one, though.
Yeah.
From the fantasy card. This is the one that we were just like, you know, where Kathy was saying, like, do you know where the hammer's been?
Oh, God.
As far as logicness. Damsel in distress. You've heard the one about the knight in shining armor, slaying dragons to save the fair maiden. Well, let's bring it up to date. Our hero, a fireman, has been called to rescue our damsel, who is stuck on a ledge, handcuffed to a balcony, following the ladies' night prank that went too far. He reaches her with his ladder, but she's in a state of panic and cannot move. When all the relaxation...
Wait, she's handcuffed to what? The ladder.
No, she's handcuffed to a balcony.
Oh, the balcony.
Following a ladies' night that's gone too far. And she can't move because she's in shock. And then he goes, when all the relaxation techniques in the manual have been tried to no avail, the fireman resorts to a last-ditch method his chief once told him about. He commands the woman to hitch up her skirt and spread her legs.
What? Wait, hang on.
Pull up your skirt and shred them.
The building's on fire.
Yes. And so are her
She's
loins.
Handcuffed to the balcony.
Yes.
And he wants her to spread her legs.
And then he pulls her panties to one side and licks her expertly with immediate calming effect. He then pulls out a special tool he carries just for this situation. Because you know how many times there's been bitches that have a crazy party and then the house goes on fire and she's handcuffed and she's all like, I can't move. A large vibrator.
The fireman has the vibrator.
The fireman, and he pulls out just for these situations. The woman orgasms by
I know some firemen, and I'm going to have to ask them, do you carry a
vibrator?
Vibrator.
Oh, we got to.
We used to work out with the firemen.
Yeah,
that'll be my pickup
to.
Line. Baby, I know you're a firefighter, so I hear you carry vibrators for these situations. The woman orgasms violently and becomes putty in his hand. Safe rescue is now assured. Now, here's a problem with this situation. Not once did he say, when he gets home, girl, out of the handcuffs. Like, she's relaxed and shit now, but what are you going to get her out of the handcuffs?
Oh, we got a bobby pin in his purse, or his pocket.
He's got large fibers, obviously.
Got to have handcuff keys or a bobby pin to get him out.
Yeah.
I like my bitches crispy.
God. Toasted.
So I'm just like, I ran this car, and I'm like, this is dumb as
That is dumb.
And that's why you're laughing.
That is dumb.
Tell you what like to do. It's just like, here, we're just going to tell you about this dumbass fireman.
Here's the scene. Now you must act it out.
Like, I'm all for getting handcuffed and being out of control, but this is going to burn it down. And you're like, I know what to do.
Dun, 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 dun. Captain America
with his
vibrator.
Lord. Dumbass.
That is a
like I so almost snorted.
there are worse things that could happen. So,
next radio, see who snorts first.
Oh, God.
Let me see which one.
Okay.
What else
what
you got?
What do? Which, you just done Steamy, right?
I did Fantasy.
Or Fantasy?
You are just making up. Oh, Steamy actually
okay.
is one of the ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Steamy. Mm-hmm. So am I going to do Steamy or Intimate?
Which one did I Steamy? Let's see. What's on
okay.
Steamy? There is one.
Lipstick on his collar or ants in his pants?
You know, ants in his pants just sound funny.
Yeah,
it kind of does.
Read it.
Okay. On Steamy. His says, ants in your pants. This show, this should have been read by Ginger. Ants in your pants. You and your partner on a safari camping out in the wild alone with minimal supplies. You're
minimal. Minimal? Did you just say minimal?
Minimal.
Look, you just
came
in a car saying, I can't read shit. For our minimals and our...
They should have chosen a different font.
I can't read that thing. It's
minimal supplies.
It will make
you
say
received
minimal.
A painful and ant bite.
Oh, I remember this one.
Oh, God. Okay.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Like, I so should have read hers instead of his because I don't have a scrotum.
Oh, but it's so funny. Keep reading.
Okay.
This is hysterical.
Okay. It says, well, you have received a painful ant bite on your scrotum.
He has a bite on his ball.
Yes.
All right.
While you're in your sleeping bag, there is no medicine in your pack. However, a woman's saliva is known to have an antihistamine property. She'll have the problem licked in no time.
Licked.
No.
So the problem licked. Okay, I have the anecdote right here in my saliva that will cure your itchy, painful
body. So I'm thinking, how sexy is this? We're on a safari. What that card says, not verbatim, is you're out in the woods, shit bites your balls, you're like, baby, I need you, suck my balls.
Go out into your backyard. Here's your homework.
Yeah.
Go out into your backyard. It's a tin. Let an ant bite your balls, and your wife has to lick the itch out of it. Oh, geez.
There's got to be a better way to ask your woman to suck your balls.
Got to be. Let's do this role play. Let's see what happens.
Oh, God. We're going to do our role play. Right.
Anywho.
Yeah, this is freaking horrible.
Nobody snorts. Nobody
it's not
snorts.
Sexy at that point. It's like sucking on the damn grapefruit. That's the dumbest card I've ever seen. I'm sorry. That's the one that made me cry yesterday. Because it's just like this mental image of
keep
this
moving.
Dude.
Keep all moving.
So,
oh, my face hurts.
All right, this one.
I hope you guys who are listening to our show are laughing as hard as we are. Because I'm serious. All of us are rubbing our jaws going,
my
oh, my God, my face hurts. So I'm hoping you're having as much fun as us. Because having your man pretend to have his balls bitten by an ant. You have to lick it.
You just got to hope you're not with one of those theatrical dudes that, like, acts the whole thing out. Like, oh, I'm dying. Suck my balls. So, next one. But if you're a woman as an actress, this is a good one for her.
All right, go.
This is a Steamy card. That yours was just Steamy, too, huh?
Dumb.
Yeah.
It was just dumb.
It was just dumb.
So, hers. Open wide, please. Mm-hmm. A leading gynecologist, your partner, is conducting a study on how the clitoris reacts to certain stimuli.
Now, that's pretty good. Yeah, like,
that's okay.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Keep
going.
Going
down. You have been selected to be part of his study group. You feel comfortable with the obvious professionalism of this complete stranger, allowing him to, and this is why the mental image is like, allowing him to hold your labia apart and stimulate your clitoris in four different ways. You must give him stimulus marks out of 10 on his orgasm meter. Okay, what he's doing, and I'm going to...
We're playing doctor here, right?
All right, we're playing doctor.
Okay.
And I wish...
He's going to examine...
He's going to take pictures of this.
What? No.
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 I'm just doing...
Do the Britney.
No. So, I'm into the whole, like, you know, figuring out what works, what doesn't work, but when I read that card, my mental image is this.
Holding it and be like looking at it.
And he's just like, I'm just trying to figure it out. So what's that do? Oh, okay. It doesn't. And he's just looking at like a car engine, like you just hold the flaps open. That's what I read it as. So
I know.
That would actually be a good one. You know,
it's a little creepy, but there is the gynecology exam fantasy too.
Yes. They like I've actually seen like the speculum and all that stuff that they use in one of our catalogs. And I'm
yeah,
like,
we can get the speculum
I
if you
hate
want it.
To going to the gynecologist once a year. That's like bringing it home with me.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
But there's a whole fantasy behind
yeah.
it. And you know, I do want here's the thing that I do at my parties.
Like I have a hot doctor, but I want him to leave work at work.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Well,
he's totally doable, but
here,
work it works.
Here's something that I do at one of my parties. We have a game that we play, and it's not a sex game, but it's places where you've had sex. And so I have them put on a piece of paper, a big tic-tac-toe board, and in each of your 9 squares, I have them write a different place that they've had sex. And then we do play, you know, I call out different places, and they mark different spots. And one of the spots that someone called out recently was the gynecology chair. And everybody in the room just like, their jaws just kind of dropped.
Like ours just did? Like
right now, you two looking across the table at me?
Didn't that break some legal rules or something?
Only if it's with the doctor.
Or if you got caught.
Oh.
But if you're the janitor in a gynecology office and your husband is there helping you clean up after hours, I don't know.
That's freaking nuts. That's a good one, though.
Not saying that that's how it happened, but anyway, that is, you know, it's the gynecology fan. There's a fantasy that you know a lot of people. It's kind of sick and twisted fantasy a little bit.
I mean, it's no, like it's the style my doctor has to make me spread my legs when I'm in that chair. He's like, okay, relax this leg.
Relax
no,
legs.
No, even though you're hot, I still don't want to relax my legs.
Get away from me with that thing.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. Yeah. The last time I was actually texting Cassie the last time I was on that table, and
y'all have a very close friend.
We're special.
We are special, but special. I was having a lot of problems, and I finally
do remember now. We were texting.
Yeah. Well, BRB getting spread. No. I sent her a message just as
well. We had to wait like 45 minutes,
yeah, I had to
an hour.
Wait forever.
Like, I'm uncomfortable in my little plastic gown here.
And
this is
I sent her a message just as soon as he came in and he does this whole thing and everything. I was like, there's no way in hell people get this wet. Why do they use so much lubricant? But it was disgusting. But it was funny as oh my god because I was just
takes a whole new step of get off your phone while you're being serviced.
Yeah.
You just keep doing what you're doing. I'm just texting my boss.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Okay.
Kind of a bitch. Yeah. I'll text her about it right now.
That's actually one thing that I do when I'm at the gynecologist because I don't want to look at you in your face when you're like all up. Staring at all of them,
you know,
my face.
My business.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to text somebody or watch TV or read.
Text what's going on.
Yeah. Like, I told Kathy
the
whole time.
Tell about it.
I didn't tell her details of everything, but yeah, I was talking to her the whole time I was there.
We did. We talked the whole time. She was in the room.
Let's go on to the next card.
Sorry.
Talk about
isn't that weird? We talk about vaginas and penises every day.
Cooter crunches.
Yeah.
One of my friends on Facebook thought that was one of the funniest things. She texted me after our show last week and said, "Cooter crunches?" ? I was like, oh, God.
Thank you, Ginger Pepper, for that one.
Thanks for listening. If cooter crunches is all you got out of it, thanks for listening.
I could totally do this one.
All right. What you got?
Because this is just something funny that I would do. It says, coming from behind. Ask your partner to bend over with his bottom facing you in doggy style.
Mm-hmm.
Just as he's beginning to imagine what he's in for, leapfrog over him.
Oh, no, you did not.
I would totally do that because you know that. I'm silly anyway.
You would do it.
I would totally do it. Because, you know,
he's waiting to get either his ass spanked.
or something happened.
And you know, I would totally do that. That's the only card that hasn't made me feel uncomfortable.
I just thought about, like, there's got to be a guy out there somewhere who's like, you know what I would want, lady? I just really want a bitch to really
rock right over me.
But you know what? I'm a petite individual. You know, I'm 4'10" and a half. Think of how well that shit would work out for me. I'm going to jump over him. I'm going to hit the back of his head. He's going to hit the ground. I'm going to hit the ground. There's probably going to be tears involved. And everybody's going to be like, that was some dumb stuff right there. Where'd you get that idea? Like, monogamy.
Girls who are 4'10" do not need to leapfrog. They're man, so they don't hurt themselves. You are going to hurt your clitoris by doing that. You did not.
You got no business.
You need to
no
not.
Right to leapfrog anyone.
Not.
That is something that I would do.
Look, I am only 6 inches taller than you, but I have long legs, so I could make leapfrogging work and not injure my pelvic area.
I have short fat legs, but I can still lift and jump.
I got these little bit legs, these little T-Rex arms. They ain't nothing leapfrogging over anybody. Like, I can barely get over a cat when it's in front of me. So, no, I'm not going to be leapfrogging over no man.
And Jupiter has left the building.
She has. She's like running. This bitch about to leapfrog me.
Hey, speaking of Jupiter, if you guys have not seen our Facebook post, the picture, did you guys see it? With Jupiter and Mars running Sexy Secrets Radio, was that not, like, one of the funniest things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
and
I checked my Facebook, and I was like, I didn't post that. James did.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
he's the wizard behind the curtain, y'all.
So-and-so liked my picture. I didn't post that.
Now, SexySecretsRadio.com on Facebook, Ginger Pepper, Brittany Pepper, Kathy Pepper, you will see the picture of the kitties who are running this show.
And they're so nice, but there's one of them just scares the hell out of me.
That one.
The one that just came up here.
Jumped up and went, hey, you're talking about me.
You're talking about me?
She's like, can I have some of your taco soup? Yeah. There's one more, though, and this one I don't think I even need to participate in.
Oh?
It's from the Passionate card. Hers. Admit it. There's someone else. Apart from your partner, which celebrity is the most gorgeous man in the universe with the most attractive body you've ever seen?
Oh, we did that. Me and Kate and I did that. We had a show on if you were going to give a blowjob to a celebrity, who would it be?
But, well,
Dr. Pepper?
Let's play this game real quick. Okay, who's yours?
Matthew McConaughey.
Got
McConaughey.
All right.
I know, right? And I know his. His is the girl from The Glades?
Yeah, Glades.
Callie.
I don't know if that's yours.
Okay.
Maybe. What's yours, Brittany?
Jason Statham.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Please.
Yeah,
talk
I can
to
see
me.
That. Yeah, I can see that.
That's my guy.
Well, we all know who mine is.
Yes, we all know.
Mm-hmm. No, actually, okay, Robin Thicke's fun to joke about, but I would jump up and down on the rock in a heartbeat.
Yes.
Oh, I love
actually,
oh, and who's the one that you...
I have been watching the,
oh, the
Sons of Anarchy.
I watched it last night.
Whew.
Hey, hey.
I finished all 4 seasons on my days off from Saturday until yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
there's like 50-something episodes, and I watched all of them this past weekend.
I watched one.
I went from 7 o'clock in the morning to 7 at night. Like, I stayed up 24 hours. Watching this show.
So you like Jack?
Yeah.
Getting ready for the movie.
I'm liking him.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since he cut his hair off.
By the way, the character Jack from Sons of Anarchy, the reason why we're talking about him is he was the one that was chosen, in case y'all missed it last week, Christian in the movie. And
yeah.
I cannot wait to see him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm liking
Well, at the end of the show last night, he's, you know, grinding on his wife.
Yeah.
I didn't think that he was especially good in bed then, but I mean
he's had some better ones. He has had some better, you know. I've watched from 1 to 4.
Because when I was watching him doing his pumping, I thought, well, that's kind of boring.
Yeah, I was too.
There are no bullets.
Night.
There are no
nothing.
Silver bullets involved.
Yeah.
Nothing is vibrating.
Nothing vibrating, and it's just
and she's just laying there, and he's laying there, and
she's
we're doing
crying.
And they're doing missionary, and I'm like, ooh,
she's laying there missionary style crying. So it wasn't good.
Well,
she was upset.
I think a good way to kind of put a twist on that, the hers, admit it, there's someone else. Yeah, we've all thought about the man that we like. But the good twist, especially if you don't want to really do a threesome, but men, a lot of them have that fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them what your lady, somebody else would be. Because we all have girl crushes. I mean, right? Why don't you say you're not a vegetarian?
Not a vegetarian.
Well, not
but,
a vegetarian, but I see beauty and think, oh, well, she's
what's
pretty.
Her name?
I think James Cowley is pretty.
Yeah.
I need to look who
she
that
is. She's pretty.
So, and then am I supposed to say, well, I'd do her?
Oh, of course you would.
Is that what I'm supposed to say afterwards?
I mean, I would like old school Megan Fox. Like, I've always said that.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Megan
Fox.
She got the plastic surgery. Like,
yes.
You know, I've told. But it's really funny telling them that reaction, though, or tell them about that, because they're like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know who I think is really hot?
Who?
Do you ever watch Cat House on HBO with the Bunny Ranch?
I've been meaning to ask you, when does that come on? Because
well,
I have HBO and all that stuff, and I stay up all hours of the night, and I've never seen it.
I searched it and recorded.
Okay.
I don't know.
So it's Cat
I have
House.
No idea. Cat House.
Okay.
It's about Moonlight Bunny Ranch or something
okay.
like that. Her name is Soprano. Oh, shit. Something Soprano. Soprano's your last name.
You
oh, well,
know,
she's
yeah, the...
cute. All I remember is Soprano.
You messed with the wrong one.
That's
you don't
the
have
power. You're bad.
I watched HBO. Isabella. Isabella.
Yeah. Isabella Soprano?
Yes.
She has a hot name.
I know, right?
Damn. Yeah, I know.
But she was hot. I mean, and she did it. She did this seminar, which I thought was really, really hot, on how to give oral sex to a woman. And she took a peach and she cut it in half.
Really?
And she discussed sucking the peach and compared it to a woman's clitoris. And
I guess it was kind of,
yeah.
It was hot. Just saying.
I'm gonna have to. Okay, so that was Isabella Soprano doing oral sex on a peach. What
doing? Look, I'm looking up. I'm thinking of what to look up later.
I'll tell you later. But if it, but it's Isabella Soprano. It's the Cat House.
I'll see it. We'll
like
look it up after we
Bunny Ranch stuff. Anyway, stuff.
I mean, we had some good monogamy cards, but I gotta tell y'all, the thing that was really cracking me up was that sex ball, the sex eight ball. What is it actually called? Because it's called the sex ball.
Well, it's called Kinky Sex Heart. Okay. So, it's like having one of those eight ball things that you get at Halloween and you ask it questions.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess these are going to be related to sex. Yeah.
If I had to guess.
Maybe.
I'm guessing everything. Okay, so the first question.
All right, somebody ask it a question.
What kind of sex should I have tonight? I think should be the easiest one.
Yeah.
Well, you had some issues with it. I've got the magic sex ball finger.
Like, pass it on over.
Okay. You guys have more lighting over there than I do back here. You're right, right under the light.
What kind of sex are we having tonight?
Fulfill fantasy.
Oh.
Okay.
And that just kind of went right along with.
Yeah.
And I find the more you shake it, the more it gets these red bubbles in it.
Yeah, there is bubbles in it.
Bubbles.
Ooh.
I know. See?
Bubbles!
Like, don't shake it. Stop shaking it. Stop.
Should we keep shaking it?
No. No.
Anal sex.
No.
What does it say?
Spank bottom.
Okay.
Spank it.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one. Like, and it's really fun. I really like these. I also like the dice.
Well, dice are neat. Like I said, we've got a bunch of different kinds. The most popular is the glow-in-the-dark, which is the body part and what to do to the body part.
Ooh, I got a good question to ask.
All right.
What's the best – how should I punish my man tonight? Because I looked on the side, it's got a bunch of different combinations. So say, how should I – yeah.
Has he been a bad boy?
Well, I don't have to, man.
Well,
Brittany. Brittany, who's your
spank bottom again?
No, that's boring. Let's
well, how should I punish the man? Spank the bottom.
But let's see. Oh my goodness. Stupid bubbles.
There we go. Okay. Blindfold, tie up, and sex. See, that would be a good one. So this one,
it's even better than Spank Bottom,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So let's go ahead and take our next break. When we get back, yeah, I really like that we're talking so much about the game. So let's talk about, you know, stripper
I have some other games,
coupons.
I have some other games that couples can play in there, too. Coupons. Ron White. Coupons.
That
was
that
a deal.
That's where that came from?
I got some coupons. Yes, that is Ron White.
I didn't even know that. All right, well, we'll talk about Ron White, and we'll be right back.
You got your ball, you got your chain, tied to me tight, tied your buzzer. Got the claws in you, my friend, into your heart, I'll be sweet like a bitch to my soul, sweet you are, sweet you are. Lost for you, I'm so lost for you. Oh, when you come fresh. Come into you. Come into
the creators of On For Her have developed an exciting new formula just for men, On Sex Drop. As men age, testosterone levels can decline, leading to a variety of health issues, including low energy, reduced muscle mass, little to no sex drive, and poor erections. By combining clinically proven bioactive nutrients with a blend of botanical extracts, On Sex Drop helps restore healthy levels of testosterone without the need of a prescription or over-the-counter medication. Just a single small dollop 1 to 2 times per day rubbed into an area with the least amount of hair, such as the inside of your arms or the back of your thighs, is all that's needed. To get your On Sex Drive, visit peppersparty.com today. Also, catch our podcast on Wednesday nights at sexysecretsradio.com.
Thank you.
Guys, and we're now back. I know you missed us. It feels like it's been forever.
I know.
Brittany just said, what about our long breaks? Where'd they go? Kathy told her she has a minute and a half, and then she goes get some food, and I say 40 seconds. She's like, 40 seconds? I'm like, yeah, I just told you. A minute and a half. So, pee, eat, do all you got to do in, like, 23 seconds.
Tell her to keep yakking.
Me? Yak?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Well, going along the lines of the board games, one thing that I really like to talk about is the coupons.
The coupons.
Let's see. I've got like four or five different books here. We've got Hugs and Kisses. What do you have? Blowjob Vouchers. Hugs and Kisses. And what does yours say?
Sexual Fantasy Vouchers.
Ooh, okay.
I think I could handle this one.
You're not turned on.
I'm not. Oh, yeah.
She's not turned on.
I'm not even turned on. She does not want me to be a part of this last
segment.
I'm sorry. Seriously, she doesn't.
All right, so let's go through the different ones.
We have blowjob.
Let's see, blowjob. Blowjob while watching TV. Blowjob first thing in the morning. Blowjob in the car, in the shower, in water, in the woods.
I like that. Wait. Go back to the in water one. Take a look at that picture.
I know.
She's wearing her snorkel uniform, I believe.
Yeah. Wrong one. There's another one.
There is another one.
She has a snorkel.
She's got a snorkel on.
Like,
no one's more doing it out in public. Let's find a different one.
That's
what
the triple X one. Is the in public one? Or it's actually basically different places. That's the X-rated.
X-rated. Do we not have any triple X one?
We have triple X. We have fantasy. There's love.
Oh, now this is all just sweet stuff. We don't want no sweet crap.
Oh, that's the love one. No, actually, we do. Grab that love one. Let me see it, because I'm going to give you some examples of some really good items.
I'm going to give you some examples of the love one.
To the two divorced ones,
we're going to talk about making love.
I just want to bounce up and down.
Yeah.
I want to say I have been married for
a long time.
17 years.
And I am doing something right. Y'all are just so cute together.
Yes.
Yeah, but we're also not the kind of couple that's like, we didn't just get married 6 months ago, so we're not going to give you a cavity either. We're not silly, stupidly sweet. But, all right, here's an idea. And I just flipped to it, and this is one of my favorite coupons in this book. A night with me and no TV. Turn off the TV. Just shut it down. Because a lot of times people get too in their habit routine. You know, you come home from work, you do this, you do that. He watches TV, she cooks supper, and then... No.
Leads to divorce.
I'm not even married, and that's my life.
Turn off the TV. Do something more fun. Let's see. Picnic for the two of... Oh, no, no, no. Here's my favorite one. 2 hours use of the remote control. It's just kind of a switcheroo. Whoever normally has the remote, the other one gets the remote for a little while. And that's all about spicing it up and doing something different, even if it's not just in the bedroom. It's just in your normal life. Kind of keep it guessing. What'd you find?
I just found a coupon that I need to find someone to give it to.
Oh.
Oh, never mind. I read it wrong. 2 hours of sexual attention for foreplay to climax. I thought it just said a foreplay. I'll be like, oh, that'd be awesome.
Well, that kind of leads into the thing that I found on Redbook. Because the first game that they were talking about was having a timer set for foreplay.
Yes.
Because a lot of times we tend to do the same thing. And
you do what works.
Right. And that's good. I mean, there is something to finding what you like and finding something comfortable and finding some, especially for us women, finding a way that you can have an orgasm and really enjoying it. When you do find that, you kind of want to do that over and over again, and there's nothing wrong with that. But keeping it, you know, guessing, keeping yourself guessing and not knowing what's going to come up next, because if you play the same movie over and over, it does end the same way every time.
Yeah.
But having a they call it the time bomb. So having a time bomb ticker ticking away and you having to do something different or extra or, you know, but the game, the theory is waiting and the anticipating and waiting to have intercourse or penetration. So until the certain amount of time has passed. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Well, I kind of like this one. It says have sex with your body's old from head to toe. What is that, that lubricant that we have in there that turns into the slime?
Oh, that, Neurogel.
The Neurogel.
Oh,
I want to do
yes,
that.
Yes, that is a great, great idea. Neurogel, you mix it with water. You put it in this bowl. They even make their own
Yeah, they have the gallons of it mixed up, so you don't have to just buy the little one. They have the gallon one. They have the sheets. They, like, an air mattress.
Thing yes. That's like $50, and
yeah.
You can go to your...
Dirt cheap and find an air mattress.
$20. But and then just so lubing your bodies and making love. And in the video that
we'll
they
have. We'll have to watch the video.
I was going
to
say, I got a
slime. She's like, I totally missed it.
Isn't that right?
I was talking about slime and...
It is
oh,
slimy.
It's awesome.
It's slimy.
Awesome,
and, but like, for example, it says use your butt. There's one scene where she uses her butt as a massage tool for his lower back. So she grunts, like he's laying on his stomach. He's laying on his stomach.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
I'm
okay. And then she's sitting on top of him, and she's using her butt muscles to work out and massage his lower back.
She's twerking his tailbone.
Kind of. Twerking is about as good a term as it was for the VMA Awards.
Yeah.
It's not really twerking.
No,
but
she's kind of just... She's
no,
kinda
it's
just
not
grinding
back.
Back and forth.
She's sensually moving back and forth.
Yep. And you're slimy, so she's just kind of gliding across.
I don't have to watch this.
Oh, you've got to.
Like these,
you've got to.
These coupon books are introducing us to new. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of that. And this one, y'all are going to have to explain to me.
Here's yours. Have sex in a car.
Love car
sex. Love car sex.
No, I don't like car sex. We've been over this.
Truck sex.
Has to be truck.
Same thing.
It is not the same thing.
Because,
you know, with truck sex, you're sex with a truck. What's this one that playing grab ass until exhausted, the loser chooses their reward?
What's grab?
It's just grabbing each other's butt.
That's going to get old. Because aggravated, and then somebody's going to lose.
All right, let me ask you this. Have you ever had a butt massage?
Yeah.
Like, by a massage therapist? Where what they do is they take their fists, and they grind and dig their fists into your gluteus maximus.
Or in my case, my gluteus minimus.
You got a maximus. You do. I've seen your ass. You got a max.
I do show my ass.
It happens every now and then. I got a max. I got a minimus too, but I still have a maximum. But anyway, it's you don't realize how much muscle you actually have in your butt until somebody starts working out the knots that are in your butt because you use your butt a lot. So to have a really good butt massage is really totally awesome.
I've never had a butt massage.
And it does not have to be a sexual thing, because, I mean, I've actually gone to a massage therapist and had her just, like, dig in the muscles.
Do they ask, or do you tell them, like, I know it sounds weird, but I would really like it if you would rub my ass.
It's a full body massage. Well, it comes standard with a full body massage, but some massage therapists will ask you. I mean, I think that's kind of the polite thing. If you've never had a massage before, now when I go, I'm like, you know, here's what I want you to massage. I want you to massage from my head to my butt. And they're like, do you want the butt massage? Yep, want it. Go ahead.
I'm kind of mad now, because I've had one massage in my life, and it was a few months ago. And it's during a really stressful weekend, and she did massage my ass. And I would really have...
She's really mad now.
I would have appreciated it. Because who I know right
massage.
Now? Who am I going to go up to and be like, we've come really close, and I'd really appreciate if you rubbed my butt. I guess I need to go to a massage and be like, okay, the last lady did to me on my butt massage.
Well, you just tell them, like, my lower back is really hurting, and then they'll usually kind of go there, I guess.
Well,
but I'm going to tell you, a butt massage is really good. And you should give that to your partner. I mean, a good deep tissue butt massage.
I would think a good way to work up to it is, you know, you start the feet if you want, and then calves, and then thighs, and then, oops, my hands just landed on your butt. I'm just going to leave them here for a moment.
Or you start from neck and go all the way down the back, and then you end at the butt, which is kind of how my massages go.
I'm talking
about the professional kind. I'm not talking about anything kinky. Hey, you know what? We did get I think he was probably going to be a prank caller, but I like that in the bud kind of deal.
Oh, yeah?
Because he said, I'm not going to say where he's from, but he's about 2 hours away. And he said, I was wondering if you guys have some good massage parlors down there or over there. And I knew what he was asking for. Like, yeah, you should try the college, because they've got, you know, the massage school, and you can even get a discounted massage. I won't tell you what college I'm talking about, but still, you know, so I totally knew where he was going with it. He wanted the happy ending kind
of. Yeah, like, I'm sorry, that restaurant got closed down a long time ago.
I was going to say, I remember them getting closed down, like, 5 or 6 years ago, because I worked right next door to them. And I'm like, why is it shut down? They're like, happy endings. I was like, well...
Huh?
Didn't end happy for them.
Right.
And my boss at the time was like, really?
Idiot.
You and your puns. Quit it. I'm like, no, y'all love them. So, yeah, there's the coupons. There's also, let's see. Oh, that one's kind of funny. One more, and then we'll go on to the next one. I'll do a slow strip. You give me the tip.
Just the tip. Oh, but
that's the thing right now.
I want a monetary tip if I'm going to get the tip. If you're only going to give me the tip, I would like it monetarily.
Well, one thing that's kind of like, it's really sexy if you know what you're doing.
Yep.
But none of us in this room, well, I speak for myself. I do not want to know what I'm doing. Stripper pole.
Oh, I don't have near the muscles.
No, I've been trying to find somewhere that actually offers those classes.
New Orleans is the closest place.
Really?
Actually,
because I would like to learn.
We were at a party within the last week, and there was a girl who teaches those classes. And during the party, she said, well, I wanted to do the classes, but I haven't found enough interest. So all of us, everybody started.
A lot of people kind of came in.
Well, during the party, everybody started texting her and say, "Hey, we want to do classes," and she said she's going to do it. So,
I would love to. That would
right.
be an awesome event night.
I don't want to give her all of her information yet, but if you are interested in the stripper, we talk about this all the time. If you're interested in doing the stripper pole classes, because I told them at that time, and actually they're from the neighborhood that you're from.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's where they were texting. That was my Saturday night party.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. So they were talking to her, and she said yes. So she said, if we can get enough people together, and I told my hostess that if they wanted discounts on stripper poles, if they all ordered them at once, that because of shipping, we could give them at least a discount. So if you guys are wanting to do a stripper pole class, we do know somebody now who will do it. If you get a group of people together, she will do it for you. and we will give you discounts on the stripper pole. Now, not all stripper poles are made alike.
No, there are a lot of clips online showing girls busting their asses.
To prove. You do not want an over-glorified shower curtain rod as your stripper pole. Ours actually, the top part screws into the ceiling, four screws, and then you can attach it from there. You leave that part in your ceiling kind of like a love swing, whereas you screw the threaded eye hook into a stud in your ceiling, and you leave that. I mean, I'm looking at mine right now.
Yeah. When I first started working here, I walked in every day, I looked at that hook. I was like, why in the hell
is there
an eye hook in the doorway?
I remember the first time I saw the hook in a ceiling, and I was like, oh, that's a really weird place to hang plants.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, and I was like, oh,
that's a swing hook right there. So, guys, if y'all ever go in some person's house, or not just guys, but everybody, you go in someone's house and they got an eyelet hook
in a random place that you would not hang a plant,
9.5 times out of 10, they ain't
9.5.
That's what I'm saying. They ain't not hanging a
plant. 9.5 times out of 10.
So, I actually saw your mom's stripper pole hook. Or not stripper ball, but swing
hook. I want to talk about this. That's actually the first. Anyway, we're not talking about this. Go on and talk about the dang stripper poles, because there are women that have some where it falls off and then they bust ahead, and it's hilarious for us, but that is not sexy. Oh, but speaking of one that's not. Okay, this one, going along with the fun and games and bedroom. Okay, stripping is serious. Like, that gets you some abs, it gets you your legs. They got some serious muscles.
That's why I cannot do it, because I'm not.
That's why
like
I want to learn this, so I can
like
build those. Yeah.
But there's one pole that we just got in the other day, and I was just cracking up. All right, so this one is, like, very fun. It's got a lighted base.
Mm-hmm.
And
like, please don't tell me it's a bad one, because I thought it was great. It was great.
No, it looks
pretty
cool.
It's
been cool.
Like, that's the reason I ordered it. I was like, it looks awesome.
As soon as I opened the box.
Her butt.
There's a woman with her butt, like, out in the air. I was like
staring Ginger in the face. Ginger's talking to the box.
I'm like, it looks like she's been holding this fart in for weeks. Like, out of the box. I was like,
I'm like, Ginger, did you just fart? Nope, I farted for
the world. Because this girl, when you go into work tomorrow, look in the box, because legit, like, this girl, like, she looks, it's not sexy. Like, they say, it was so bad. Like, that's not the first thing I want to see when I'm opening the box. This whole
it was
girl.
Her butt. I mean, it was the first picture she saw.
And there are cute butts, but this woman...
It wasn't that bad.
I'm not saying it was bad. It was just unplanned. I was not prepared. There's nothing in my life that could have prepared me for that moment. I'm opening the box. I mean, a stripper pole, going along with, you know, talking about doing the strip tease, yeah, I guess that's taking it a step farther. If you finally get the guts to do it at first, and then you want to progress it a little bit, doing a stripper pole, guys love strippers. The thing is they don't want to date a stripper. So if your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whoever.
Oh, absolutely, because
learn how to do it.
Yeah, a lot of people don't want to really date. And the stripper is all about a fantasy.
They want to do the stripper. They don't want to date the stripper. And even doing the stripper, they're like,
The stripper doesn't want to do you. She doesn't want to do you. She wants your money. Sorry.
Yeah. Like, that's why the waitress is always so nice to you. Honey, she don't
that's
want
right.
me. She wants just a tip.
Your
just a tip. Monetarily. So, but you said you had some good stuff from, was it Red Book?
Oh, the Red Book.
Red Book's more serious than Cosmo. I love them just because.
I like them because they're funny.
I crack up because they give.
Well, if you guys have one, go ahead. Knock yourself out.
Well, I mean, let's see. What did they have on here? This one just kind of. It just seemed like really frustrating.
Like what you said.
Well, do a good
one
then. Don't do frustrating because I've got.
When we were in high school, like the 7 minutes in heaven.
Oh, that's setting the kitchen timer. So that's like with what Kathy was talking about. The one that kind of got me giggling a little bit was sex toy hide and seek. Plants, a bunch of sex toys or seductive items, handcuffs, blindfold, vibrator, flavored loot, etc. Around the house for your guy to find. As he tracks each one down, use it on each other before moving on to the next.
Well, that's kind of cool. It's kind of like,
but what if
like a habit hunt?
That's what I was going to say. I would have him like find all of them, and then we can play with all of them instead of you leaving those random sex toys around my house for me to forget about after I fall asleep and somebody comes to visit the next day.
Well, I don't know. I think that could be fun, though. I mean, you, all right, limit it to like six, and then somebody didn't find, it's like, okay, wait, there's one more.
Yeah.
But my
let's
thing,
find it.
I'm so competitive, like, I'm a championship hide and seeker. I'd be like, I put my Lalo remote control headset thing in the flower jar.
No.
My problem is I'm so good at it that I would never find any of my toys again, but I really liked that one.
Yeah, you need to write down where you put them.
Yeah, you're right.
Text it to yourself. All right, here's a game. It's called Good Girl, Bad Girl. And it's you will need things to spank with, like floggers and the Have you seen the 50 Shades of Grey paddle?
The flogger or the paddle?
The paddle.
The paddle.
It is
soft. The one side, the leather on the other.
That leather, oh my God. It's stings.
I love it, though, because with the 50 Shades paddle, because you're obviously going to be, you know, bent over and not looking back, he or she is in control and can, like, flip it. So you don't know what's going to come next. Like, you can have that, like, kind of blunt, like, pop. Or you can get that sharp leather thing of,
smack, pop.
You know, it's just, you can hear the difference. Like, I need to go get a paddle and just do it in here.
Yeah, one is, like, mute, almost muted, and the other one is, like, loud and spankiness.
Actually, anyway. I'm going to... I was going to say, I'm going to go get that because I love that paddle, and I want y'all to hear this. So, okay.
And so, all right, so while she's gone, I'll tell you about the other part of Bad Girl. It's not the hide-and-seek one. It's the, you tell your husband or partner all the things that you did wrong that day. And so you can say, I didn't take the coupons to the store today. I mean, you can be really silly about it like that. Like, I forgot to take the trash out today. And so then you kneel down on the bed and lean over.
You're waiting for your spanking, right?
Yes, yes. You're basically asking to
asking
be
asking for spanking.
Spanked, yes.
Okay.
And you can kind of hand him the riding crop or the 50 Shades crop or that. Well, I like the heart one that leaves the heart impression on your butt. Just think that's cute. So you can give that to him and tell him the things that you've done that are bad. And actually, spanking can kind of feel good. That little smart little smack on the butt can kind of increase your sensitivity, increases your tingliness. They say if you smack the sweet spot, kind of like that little V where the butt cheeks end, that you can kind of really enhance things and tickle. So, you know, that's just kind of one thing that you can do. There's other various things that you can do. You can add vibrations. Somebody said that you could, what's that Jopin item that we found today?
Vibrating
Kegel ball.
Oh, my God.
That's called incredible.
Is it VR1? And yeah. There are two balls. They are $150, so they're the most expensive balls that we would have. But they have a button on one of them that if you push the button, then it'll make the whole thing vibrate. So I texted her today and I said, can you turn it on by doing your Kegel exercises? Because if so, that's one heck of a vibration. So
that's actually,
she said no.
Because Lalo has those now, too. The
vibrating balls.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think they did come out with a vibrating set of balls.
That's the ones I saw the other day.
And they also have
you do actually have to do your Kegel, and it vibrates a little.
Well, this one you had, it's an on-off switch,
yeah.
And I asked her, so can you turn it on by doing your Kegels?
Well, I know that as soon as either those ones come out or when we get a set of the Lalo ones in, I will probably be first in line to get some because that just sounds awesome.
Yeah.
So you were talking about before with the going down in a pool, the blowjob voucher.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I just really like the title of it and what it's about. It's Marco Polo. Get it? Because she's coming or something. It's a classic pool game. It's about to get
right.
hot as hell. The next time you're by yourselves in the water, close your eyes and head in the direction of your guy by following the sound of his voice. Once you catch him, pull your bathing suit bottom to the side and have your way with him right there. So,
wonder how many other people are playing Marco Polo with you. Just saying.
Don't play with your family.
No, see, that's different. It's Marco Polo and then there's
Hi,
Marco
Mom.
Polo.
Yeah.
I didn't do my sexy radio voice. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But, yeah, so I thought that was pretty funny.
Because every time I've ever played Marco Polo, it was a bunch of people.
Yeah.
It makes
most of them were family.
Yeah, right. Most of them were family.
Most of them were family.
Not thinking
no.
sexy.
No. Like, why am I playing this game with all these people?
Oh, and this one said play beach blanket bingo, and that was kind of like the NeuroGel. But instead of doing it with one of their things, they were saying get a beach towel or a big blanket, and you don't have to do it on the bed, you could even do it on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'd be
Wait,
a good
what?
Idea.
Just taking a beach towel?
And rolling around in the NeuroGel, that stuff that makes your body feel slippery.
Okay.
Well, I'm thinking like you said, shower curtain or garbage bags or that plastic stuff that you put down in the flower beds
mm-hmm.
to keep your weeds from growing up. Like something of that sort, so you can like gather it all up and just throw the crap
just
in the
like
garbage.
You do when you're eating
yeah.
crab legs.
Yeah.
You know, you just wad it all
up,
throw it away.
Throw it in the garbage.
Throw it away.
Yeah. Okay. It's going to make a mess. You don't want to put that on your bed.
I don't
want to
think
at all.
Crab legs when we're talking about sex.
No.
Yeah, you just roll away the plastic.
Plastic. Like crawfish.
Like crawfish. When you do a
yeah.
crawfish bowl, when you get done, you just roll
it
up, throw it on the garbage.
Y'all make me think of Fat Bastard from Austin Powers, like a chicken leg. Oh yeah,
she's burnt up.
She's burnt.
She is burnt up.
Me?
Yes, you.
What does that even mean?
Your brain cells is fried.
You know what?
You're
this
burnt
morning,
up.
Did you see what I posted on Facebook earlier? I told Kathy I was having brain burps this morning because I went in to get our cash for the door and I opened the
thought it was a refrigerator.
Like, no, like, I just opened it. I was like, what am I looking in here?
That would be a great place for it.
Mm-hmm.
But for cold, hard cash. You do anything but,
cold, hard cash.
Wow.
She did
not.
And
yes,
my
she
friends
did.
Say I'm burnt up.
I did.
Well, she's worse than I am.
See, you're making me think, it's making me sound like I'm, like, burnt out or something. Like, I'm thinking.
You're burnt up.
Burnt up. It's different
burnt
than
up.
Burnt out, apparently.
Yeah.
No, but, and one thing I wanted to talk about, we were talking about earlier, the bag, putting a bag of stuff, you know, for playing games. Like, I have a bag of things right now, because we all have our sex bags.
Yeah.
It's like, kind of like the Barney bag, but for us. Put your hand in. Grab something. We're going to use what you just grabbed out.
Now, see, the only person I have ever played with toys with, I have only played with toys with one person.
Well, I mean, usually,
and she married him.
I am.
Well,
so that's weird. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to introduce that to other
people. But still, it wouldn't necessarily be having to be, you know, not with the same person for a while. It's just fun.
Yeah, because you don't really bring those to another relationship. I would not.
Yeah.
I would not.
Well,
I would seriously. Lingerie and toys, I mean, like I said, I've never done that with anybody else before, so I would throw everything, if you know, God forbid something should happen, and I would throw everything away. I mean, that's just...
Well, I'm saying, like, if you are with someone, you know, say you're we call it a bag of crap, you know.
We call it baggage in psychology.
No, I was talking about, like, an actual bag of sex crap.
I know.
Like, it's not crap, but, you know, it's just easier. But anyway... Like, you have a bullet in there. You have your, like, the silver elegance.
But still, once you've shared that with someone else, you don't bring that to another
relationship.
No, I'm
not saying, like, you can still be in a relationship. Like, just with, you know, you and Dr. Pepper. You have a bag,
right.
And, you know, yours is your bag is probably a lot bigger than the rest of ours, but
I have a few suitcases and a few drawers, if you'd like to know. But anyway.
Like, so you're like, oh, well, what are we going to do tonight? Let's play a game.
Change up every week.
We're just
going to
put...
Maybe just blindfold. We could just say we'll just put a blindfold on and reach
in
the grab.
Just go to the drawer.
There's a blindfold in the drawer. Yes.
Yeah. So it's like
there is.
Put my hands here. We're like, oh, it looks like we're doing, you know, the. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Something.
The something tonight.
There's so many sex things that I'm just like.
tonight. We're gonna do the board game. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you know, words and things. Well, we can do look at another Cosmo game. So just one more, though. Let's see. Mystery toy.
Is it true?
I said toy. Did I really say, did I say it wrong?
No, you didn't.
I was going to say, don't move my words.
The magical mystery toy.
Blindfold your guy naked on the bed, then tease him all over using a series of sexy objects. Press his penis with a silky thong.
Sequin one?
Sequin one.
That's not going to
feel good at all.
That's not going to feel great at all.
Drizzle chocolate sauce over his chest and look it up. Roll a beaded necklace over his upper thighs. Did it just say to give him a pearl necklace?
We haven't had that discussion this week.
And have him try to guess what you're stroking him with. And don't move on to the next object until he gets right. Now I would leave out that last part.
Well, that was like 9.5 weeks. Where she was blindfolded and he had to, he was giving her different textures and foods and she would have to guess what it was.
Are you talking about 50 Shades?
No, 9.5 weeks.
9.5 weeks.
Kim Basinger and Mickey Rourke.
I've never seen it.
Okay.
Homework. We're all just telling each other what we have to watch.
Homework. And for homework, any of the homework that is assigned to us, you guys should do it
as
well.
If you haven't seen it either, it's homework.
You should, I mean, because if one of us is recommending it to one of our other staff members, then maybe you want to take advantage of that too.
So 50 Shades and 9.5 weeks. Read all of 50 Shades, 9.5 weeks.
And what did you give me homework assignment?
Yes, 40-year-old version.
40-year-old version.
That's a
no,
funny.
She's got to watch.
Watch it. Okay.
Yes.
And you
watch
have,
it.
To
we
watch
have to watch
9.5 weeks.
9.5 weeks. And what is it? Cat House?
Cat House. Yes, it's on HBO, and I've got some recorded you can watch.
Well,
next week. While we're winding down, I'll just give you the 411. Next week, Dr. Pepper and I are going to a trade show in Vegas. We will be at the Rio Hotel, and we're going to see all the new stuff. It is called the International Lingerie Show. However, this will be a lot more than lingerie. I actually speak more of the pleasure object booth while I'm there. So we're going to be checking out the new toys, all the new stuff,
so
the new pleasure objects, new lewds, all kind of fun stuff coming up. Dr. Pepper and I will be recording from Vegas. We will be on the phone with the group here, we hope. We have fingers crossed. We're going to test the Siri out this week. But so we'll be doing live via satellite, I guess.
I forgot me in charge. Don't tell them.
Yes.
Gypsies are in the palace again.
Gypsies in the palace.
I'll try not to beat anybody with a flogger. There's no guarantee, though.
Beat somebody with the biggest flogger we had last
week. Did you see that picture?
I have seen the video.
It was invigorating.
She was so stretched out. Like.
And I saw
one
her pajamas.
Was off.
Her in her pajamas. Beating this man.
Yeah. One leg was off of the floor.
I had to get that momentum
She did the wind up.
Dude called me a midget, and he paid for it. But yeah, so they're going to be, I mean, we're not going to really, you know, tear the place up much, but, I am so excited to hear about these new things. Like you said, with, the vibrating balls from
Jopin.
Yes. We're going to find out more about that. We're going to find out about everything that's coming out here
new
soon.
New stuff coming up.
We're going to miss you though.
No, you won't.
Okay.
No, you won't.
I mean,
no, you won't. I'll be in touch with you all day, every day. You will
like, I will talk to her about 50 times a day.
It'll be cool.
I'm not going to have time to miss her because she's going to still be here.
Right. Yes. I need you to order this, now.
Yeah. And the list is coming up. So anybody listening out there, if you have something specific you would like me to purchase, find, seek out, I do have a list. So, you know, customers come in, I hear what you say. When you say, do you have that champagne slugger but in black and $10 cheaper? And you know, I do listen, and I am. It's on my list of things to get for him. So let's see what I can find. So got quite a few things coming up. What else? That's it.
We made it.
We
made it through another show. There's no fire. The animals are still alive. Brittany didn't snort. I think it was a successful show.
I think so. I think
so. So yeah, we will be finding out all of that stuff next week. We are so glad that you tuned in to SexySecretsRadio.com.
Thanks for joining us.
So me and Brittany, and we'll see you next week. And Kathy will be telling you about all the awesome stuff that we have coming out. So bye.
Different strokes from different yolks. Tenga, easy on a cap egg. The Tenga egg is very easy to use. Peel the wrapping, open the shell, and inside is the egg. Remove the lubricant pouch, open it, and pour lubricant into the egg. Apply the lubricant around the entry as well for smooth insertion. Insert your penis and move it up and down. The ultra-stretchable material can handle every size. Enjoy all six styles of Tenga eggs for a variety of great experiences.
Hi, I'm Nina Hartley, and I'm here today to talk about things we all need in our bedside stands. Really good lube. Wet makes two wonderful formulations, a water-based and a silicone-based, and I recommend that every one of us keep one of each at hand at all times. The water-based lube is odorless, colorless, doesn't stain cheap, and is safe for latex, and it feels really good. The silicone-based lube also is odorless, colorless, safe for latex. It might stain cheap, and you can use it in the shower. Little silicone lube, a little water nozzle, you know what to do. But be careful. It does stay slick for a long time, and be careful of slips and falls. And silicone lube also is really great as a massage aid. It is an all-around fabulous lube. So get wet, stay wet, and have fun.
I got 10 in the sky, my back to the wall, my white bag high, heavy like a gun, she's got silver bullets on it. I'm screaming now, but it just won't help. I think I'm cursed.
Put it down, 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 put